Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be a witness for me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And God, we are here to see your fire tear through this place, God. So I bind up every devil, God, that would seek to distract the moving of the Holy Spirit. Let us burn with purity, passion, and power. And we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for that in Jesus' name. When the Holy Spirit comes into the room, he literally starts setting your spirit on fire. You catch the fire of God, three things are going to manifest almost instantaneously. Number one, a purity is going to break out in your life. Number two, passion is going to begin to rise. Number three, the power of God is going to be in operation. When the fire of God hits your soul, one of the first things that's going to hit your heart is you're going to say, I want to be pure before God. You've already failed in that area. The blood of Jesus can give you that purity back again. And that's why we need the fire of God to hit our soul. So when the fire of God begins to sweep immediately, something inside of you says, I want to be holy. That's when you know you've encountered God. If you're in this place and you worship a little bit and the fire of God starts moving and it's blowing right next to you and it's moving around you, one of the ways you're going to know that you didn't get it is you're going to leave this place and you're not going to want to confront things in your life. Here's some things you might confront when the fire of God hits your life. One thing you might do is that one individual you have in your life that sends you text messages that have cuss words in it or pictures in it, you're going to immediately want to reject those text messages because you know that when you open them up and you read them, it dishonors God. Because the fire of God has confronted your life and it starts to bring purity. Titus 2:14 says this, that Christ gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people. When the fire of God shows up, we're talking about fresh fire, it begins to bring passion in your life. I love Jeremiah 20, verse number 9. His fire fills my soul. I cannot be quiet. In other words, I just got to start talking about my Jesus. That embarrassment to talk about Jesus will be burned up by the fire of the Holy Spirit. There's something inside of you called the Spirit of God that will prepare you to be passionate about the things of God. Start getting passionate about the things of God. You start getting passionate about helping people. You start getting passionate about loving on people. Every part of you says, I want to be passionate about the things of God. Power will hit your life. Fire of God so intensely it's felt like electricity go through your body before. I'm just... And when he's on fire, he turns into almost like a spiritual superhero. A lot of people love all the Marvel comics. It's like, I like the Hulk, I like, you know, Captain America, I like Superman, all this stuff. The original superheroes are those that's been baptized with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Because what happens is, all of a sudden, you can do things that you couldn't do 5 minutes ago. Tonight, that the next time you pray for mom or dad and you lay hands on them, immediately healing can be released from you to them and they can be made whole almost instantaneously. When the fire of God hits your life, you can pray for the sick and they shall recover.